This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
We are now going to have our usual segment with Brenton, our continuing community cultural icon. Brenton, great to have you back in the studio and great to see you.
I think you got all of the C's.
I did.
In that one.
Finally. Yes. C-C-C-I. Or CV, Culture Vulture.
I've been away from Joy about as long as you have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Haven't I had you back on?
No. Life's just got in the way.
Things break down when I'm not around. Isn't that terrible?
I'm just going to leave the studio.
Now, Brenton, I know you want to talk about an event coming up very shortly.
Well, the big next gala on my social calendar coming up at the end of October is the Night of Pride. It's called of Pride. It is the mayor of the city of Stonington's annual chosen fundraiser.
Councillor Steve Stephanopoulos.
Yes, he has a mayoral fundraiser
and
every year.
And you know he listens to us occasionally. He's already sent us a comment.
I know, and he's always on the Channel 9 news. I think him and Peter Hitchin are having an affair.
He's a big fan of the community, and more power to him.
Was a member of the community.
Yeah, that's right, yes. I don't know him personally, but I'm sure I'll get to meet him at this event that's coming up. It's at the Stonington Town Hall, and the City of Stonington are giving over the use of the Town Hall for the Pride Centre on Thursday the 31st of October for a gala dinner and show. And you know these gala dinners, it's usually three courses and sit down and booze. And
the chicken or the fish, you have it or you don't.
And all that. Yeah, and these things usually cost anywhere up $250, $350 or more. But this one is, thanks to the generosity of the City of Stonington, it's only $150 a ticket. And that sounds like a sales pitch, which it is. But it's also just an acknowledgement of how easy it is for you to get into these galas and be part of the sense of fundraising for the Pride Centre at a very accessible price, I feel.
I think it's going to be a very glam night. There's a huge list of entertainment that's already been booked.
This thing's going to be auctioned. That's always dangerous.
Well, it's very dangerous for me after three white wines.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we need to time the auctioning till after you've had your three
I'm going to have
wines.
My credit card in my sporran.
In your sporran. You're wearing your kilt.
I think I'm going to wear my kilt.
I hope you wear underpants, Macca, underneath.
There's only one way you'll find out.
I'm not going to look.
I'm not too shy to have a look.
So tell us what entertainment's planned.
Well, the night will be emceed by the irrepressible Dolly Diamond.
Oh, fabulous.
Big fan of Joy, yes. Dolly. Big fan of the Pride Centre. Big fan of all of our community. Now, one of my favourite Melbourne community scene performers is singing Mama Alto.
Oh, no, she's fantastic.
She's a knockout. She performed at the...
I now follow them on Facebook.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Fantastic.
They are a brilliant song artiste and chanteuse and all of those things, cabaret artiste, who I have heard perform around the traps a few times, and the room is... they will actually silence the room with their brilliant performance.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
The Low Res Male Choir.
Oh, yeah,
performing.
Great.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
All 60 of them?
I hope so.
Yeah,
yes,
wow.
Yeah, the more the better, I think. Yes.
they're good fun. They're always good fun.
Yeah.
They sound great.
Well, we had at the
They can get naughty after a few drinks too.
At this year's AIDS Memorial Candlelight Vigil, we had both of those, Mama Alto and the Low Riz Male Choir on, and that brought the room to a standstill, that combination.
Mm. Now, you're not gonna disgrace yourself at this event, are you?
I hope so. What would a gala dinner be
without a gala?
Without me getting on a table or something.
Mm.
Yes. No, it's a Thursday night, so I think everyone's pretty safe.
Do you have any idea about what's going to be auctioned?
No. No.
Actually, Steve, Mayor Steve, if you're listening...
Let us know.
Give us a bit of a clue.
Shoot us an email or a text.
We need to know.
Okay.
But is raising the money specifically for the theatreette of the Pride Centre?
The Pride Centre, yes.
A theatreette needs chairs, it needs carpet, it needs soundproofing, it needs lighting, it needs all sorts of things. So your ticket to this event will go directly towards seeing that the Pride Centre is fitted out appropriately with its theatreette.
That's very exciting. And, of course, the Pride Centre work has commenced on the construction.
Yeah. The crane has now gone up.
It's and fully have erect. You seen the rainbow colours at night?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. It's fully erect.
It's a massive undertaking for the community. It's a huge building site. I walk past it often as I live around the corner, and the love crane is now up and doing its thing.
I've never That's heard what it it's called. That.
Yes. Do you know...
It's called love.
They had a competition to name the crane.
Yes.
I think the contenders were Pride... Love, and there was something.
Crane.
But love wins, as the saying goes. Love wins all the time.
Look, I think it's actually a very good name.
Mm. Mm.
It is a good name.
I thought Pride would have been more appropriate, but love, you know.
Yeah. Look, I actually wanted Dorothy. That's what
Dorothy.
I voted for.
That wouldn't fit. It had to be kind of small name. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know the rules.
Oh, no. Well, you need to get onto it. Yes.
Okay, now, tell us, how do you get tickets to the Stonington Gala Ball?
I think the simplest way to do it would be to go to pridecentre.org.au and click on the events tab and go to the date 31st of October.
Yeah.
If you would go to Facebook, if you're on Facebook, you could type in Night of Pride and it'll probably come up, but it might not. But pridecentre.org.au via the link to the events link will get you there in order to buy tickets. Now, I went online and bought my table. We're a group of 10 going. I went online and bought those tickets this week and I worked on it with 70% full.
Yeah. So
when I looked at the table plan.
Yeah.
So I reckon you need to get on in quick.
I encourage you to get on very quickly. It is the Merrill Cheryl Charity Fundraiser. The Merrill Charity Fundraiser. Thank you, Councillor Mayor Steve Stephanopoulos, who's handing over the Malvern Town Hall. Now, we have to just acknowledge that there has been a bit of criticism of the Stonington Mayor for...
Yeah, the Ratepayers Association.
No, it's not the ratepayers. It's one of his colleagues.
Oh.
One of the councillors who feels that it's inappropriate for Stonington to be putting money into this event. And the response of the Pride Centre has been pretty straight-bat. They've said this is a statewide service.
Yeah.
City of Port Phillips put money into
and
it.
And, in fact, it's a national Pride Centre, in effect.
In a sense it is, but it is actually a statewide function. It's not actually a Port Phillip function.
Well, you see, if that councillor didn't agree in Hong Kong, they'd be taken out and water cannoned.
Perhaps. So, Malvern Town Hall, 31st of October, commencing at 6 p.m.
6 for 6:30.
All proceeds will go to the Victorian Pride Centre Theatreette.
Gorgeous.
Brenton, thank you very much for that.
I'll see you there, I hope.
You will.
Brenton, always great to have you in the studio. Always love hearing what's happening.
Taz and Macca, there's lots coming up in my world. The party season's about to start. The summer social season's about to start. So I'll be in again as we get closer to the Cup week. Christmas is coming up.
Oh, yeah, horse racing.
Midsummer.
And have you finished writing your play?
I have. Let's say get it right. It's a movie.
Not a movie now.
Yeah.
It's changed.
Yeah, but what we're doing now, because I've had advice that we'll do a podcast series first to inform the script properly.
Yeah.
So I think I might enlist the cooperation of Joy.
Hey, sure.
In the development and in the production of that podcast series.
Yeah, sure.
A series that will inform the script of the movie. So that's all very exciting too, but don't know if I'll get much done over summer. It's going to be looking like it's going to be a very busy party season this summer.
Brenton Gayer, thank you very much for coming into the studio. Our very own community cultural
continuing
icon. Or, I got that wrong, didn't
you
I?
You did.
CCCI, or Culture Vulture for short.
I like that.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.